Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody doing out there tonight? Hope everybody's doing great, having a lovely day, enjoying a fresh start of a new week. Getting ready to go into a brand new month. And when that said, that means, Trey, I'm going to let you not try to get Ernie on, but I'm going to talk about this upcoming event while you try to get Ernie on. That brand new month going to bring us into the month of August. And as you know, Dr. Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fest 5 going down at none other than North Star Dragway, known as one of the best working tracks in the state of Texas. Everybody go to North Star. Always say what a super job Gene had that track on. You can put your power down at North and get down the track. So we're going to be doing our thing August the 9th. We got a lot planned, man, trying to put some money out there for the races in this grudge game. Put these events on, man, and try to put money out there for the races, as you know. Texas got a heap of back half cars. And, man, CompuCar done stepped up. We've been having these bottles, and we're going to give a couple of these nitrous bottles away at these shootouts. As you know, we got two big shootouts going down. Expecting to have a good amount of participation in these shootouts, man. These shootouts are for the races and for the fans. Try to get these fans some action. One thing about these shootouts, you like what you see. Whatever you pull, you bet your money on the side if you see fit, and that's grudging at its best. But we're going to do what we do, man, and try to have the extreme last man standing back half, $3,000 to the winner. And we got a buy-in on this. You got an extreme and you're bad, or you're one of the bad of the bad. Put in $500, and whatever that pot come out to, that's what it'll be on top of that $3,000. And then for the other regular back half, $2,500. No entry fee, fellas. Who wouldn't try to go with money that's put up by the promoters? No entry fee. It's going to be going down. We want to see what you got. You know some folks going to be locking in them shootouts as we go. And as y'all always know, we try to do something for the 580 guys. I also have a jackpot 7-0. And then we're going to have a grudge bike ET. We got a grudge bike coming down, and they got a grudge belt that they're going to be giving out, and they're going to be doing their thing on the premises, man. We should have a full program going down at North Star. A lot of action, man. We're doing it for the fans to give these fans something to see and see some of the best back halves. And then don't forget, we got Pro Mars in the house. We got Jackie Divas stepped up and placed Peanut because of Peanut's accident. And Jackie Diva's going to take his blower car and make action with none other than Tree Man with a beautiful 70 and a half Camaro. So, ladies and gentlemen, would like to see you out August the 9th. North Star Dragway is going to be going down. Tonight, man, we're going to try to get some lock-in. As you've been looking, there's been a lot of stuff going on these boards, people running certain people. I got to receive a call from Chicago's most wanted, Donye, with that fade to black Regal that was in San Antonio. He ran Chris Harris with Kenny Duke at the helm of that black love truck. And boy, what I saw, the love truck was out front till he got crossed up. But that's part of drag racing. You got to go 660 feet. But Donye being the man he is, they trace it. I want to come back to Texas. I want to come August the 9th. And he want to come on the show, and he want to give that truck a rematch. Now, Donye, with the fade to black, Regal, they don't want to come to Texas and run one car. He said it's a long way to haul for one race. Donye said, Tracy, I want to lock in this order. I'm coming to do my stuff. I'm one of Chi-Town's finest, the most wanted, paid the black Regal. And we know we bad up in the Midwest. I want to come run through Texas. Now, Donye's supposed to come on here tonight, or we going to get him on here. And this is the order, Donye. This is Donye's order. This is not Tracy's order. Tracy don't own the fade to black Regal. This is Donye's order, and he wanted in conditions. He say in a big race this weekend, hope nothing don't happen. He want to lock in conditions. But he want to lock in Chris Harris, love truck, on deck first, followed by Tony Thorne, the Terminator Camaro, on deck second. He said, Tracy, I'm tired of that nightmare car. After I run them two cars and I'm going to win, Donye talking with confidence now. He said, I want to lock in and run the nightmare car. They've been hollering. I want to do them. And if everything is working well, he said, since Texas say they so tough, clean boo down there. It was a clean boo down there. The blue boo, the Obama boo from Houston. Donye say, I want a clean house with the Obama boo. Donye say, I want to come back and I want to retake daughter. Donye's words, he claimed to try to put it down. He said he ain't coming from Chicago to mess around. If he coming back, he coming to rape Texas. Now, with that said, we're going to try to get Donye on here as we get off into this show. But then that don't stop there. I don't know how much you guys pay attention to what's going on the internet. But as you know, Stevie Jackson, the guy been making some claims, and he's calling out any backhand and some promos. The guy say just highlight him. Texas won't stand up. But August the 9th, they laying down the show out. That's coming from the words from the high camp with Jeff, with the high, gonna be in the house. And we all know Birdman gonna be in the house. But like they say, they testing a new power plant, and they just want to see if they can find anything. And if they do, they're going to let Mr. Jackson them know that they ain't no pushover. They don't appreciate Stevie Jackson teamed up with the Hyde and disrespecting Texas. So, fellas, with that being said, it should be going down August the 9th. Atomic Dog and Show Enough Racing Ultimate Grudge Fast 5 at North Star Dragway. And anybody else out there looking to lock in a race, you can push the one button and you can let it be known. As always, the house is packed. No more room left on the line. And if you can't get on, you can always click that link that I sent out to you on your phone or go to the internet, the Blog Talk, Grudge Inc., Atomic Dog Fuses, and listen in from the internet. Now, with that said, Sharon, we're going to see if we got Ernie or we talk about some of this nice topic and see what's going on in Grudge World. We got Ernie.
Tracy, I had Ernie, but he dropped off. Give me a second and see if I can get him back on. Give me 1 second.
Okay, we're going to see what Ernie got for us tonight. He always come and give us some tech tips. As you know, CompuCar stepped up and sponsored a couple of nitrous balls. And we gave one away at the shootout we had down in Temple. And we got two we're going to give away for these shootouts come August the 9th. Tonight, CompuCar nitrous balls. So, you know, we're going to appreciate that. And somebody that runs nitrous, if you happen to win, you get your nice nitrous ball. Sponsored by none other than CompuCar. Well, fellas, tonight, as you know, it's the last weekend before the big showdown next week, so hope to be a good one. Hope the weather cooperate. Hope the guys come out and do what they love to do. Hope all the fans come out. And we want to enjoy a nice, clean night of grudge racing and action in the grudge world. So, have you got Ernie yet?
I tried him a couple of times. He went straight to voicemail. I know he He just got off dog show, and he said he was getting, you know, a lot of calls as a result of being on that show. So when he dropped off, he may have gotten another call.
If he come on, we'll get him. We got somebody else want to talk about a show. I know Ricky got a show. He wanted to come on and say something about Ricky. If you're on here, you can push the one button. I also know Big Sleepy has something he wanted to talk about. So if you want to talk about that show, you can push the one button and come on and talk about that show. I don't know if they're out there. So, guys, if you're out there and you want to talk about it, push the one button and let us know. It's on your mind. Anyone of them out there? I got word they wanted to say something. It looks like she's in a private room right now, probably trying to get somebody on. With that said, man, I'm gonna set the tone a little bit, and for some who might not understand, guys, one thing I can tell you about this grudge game is big. Is getting bigger, and there's a lot going on with this racing, with these conversations, with these lock-ins, and the nice topic, man, is going. We're going to talk about some things. People, don't sit back. If you got a race car, if you talk for a race team, if you just want to know what it is, or how it goes, or how the game is played, or what's right, or what's wrong in the grudge game, man, the only way you're going to do if you're unsure is push the one button and ask some questions, man. And I do the best I can to answer them. If some other folks on here got knowledge of something, do the best they can to give their input. It's our opinion, but this opinion is pretty much around the world, man. It don't have to become some kind of uniform to it, because I done heard, I tell you, I hear a lot, I hear it all, man, it can be very, very confusing if you don't understand, and it can cause people to get out of character. So, man, we try to use these shows for knowledge and teachable moments, as Postdoc Joe always say, teachable moments. Man, in this grudge game, we come from various parts of the country, and as we are, that's always said, as my Postdoc Joe is always saying this, and I kind of tell him, remind him a whole lot of times about it, his big word is, hey, different is not always better, it's just different. And believe it or not, I know from being out here in the state of Texas and going east and going to the Midwest, man, look, people believe and say, and it don't always mean the same thing. Or we'll have somebody that's in the middle, man, as a VP person, and trust me, sometimes that can get that VP person in a very uncomfortable position. So with that said, I'm just going to put this topic, Sharon Zane, don't need to talk about that race. I'm going to put this topic out here, and we want to talk about it, man, and this is what it's about. Grudge racing is becoming more and more, whether you like it or not, a mind game. People would be playing the mind game, and that's meaning they will be using a lot of different words to try to trick you. Is that good or bad in the grudge game? Is that good or bad in the grudge game? Or is it is what it is, and you just have to find a way to stiff your race. It is what it is, but you just have to find a way to stiff your race. I know a certain race that happened in the Midwest, and I listened to the story of both sides, and when I tell you it was some mind game being played, and if you ain't a sharp listener and you don't catch it, it can get the best of you, and it can cause you to think that somebody wasn't keeping it fair. So with that said, man, is the mind game and the trickery, is it good or bad for the game? Or is it just grudge racing is a bad boy game and it is what it is? You need to do the best you can to find somebody to try to help understand that. Now, with that said, man, I like to get a lot of participation because people, we traveling, whether it's from city to city, state to state, what do you think about it? And if we got somebody, got someone to talk about it, feel free to talk about it. But I want participation about this because, man, it's happening more and more and more. Let's just go to the lines and throw this out here and see where we go with it. But I need people to participate. Man, don't feel like you might sound like, man, that's not smart to say, that's a bad question. The only bad questions are the questions that you have in your head that you can't get no answer for, that you might just have what you think, but in reality, it might not be that way. So let's talk about this stuff, man. Let's talk about it. So, Sharon, what we got out there?
Bushnell, you're open.
What's now?
Tracy? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. What's up? I ain't dropped off shit. What's happening, Miss Karen and Tommy?
I said mute. You might have been on mute.
Yeah, I was on mute. I was looking at that shit. It's the same old shit, Atomic Dog. I'm coming
what
up on this show trying to bring some action at on that race on the night, man. You know, I've been going to a few races, and, you know, I had to pay a little punk got money and one punk got money. So far on the punk, I blast. I done won two punk guys and had to pay one punk guy. So I'm on the head of that shit. So I didn't get a chance to race, but I still want a goddamn race. I ain't going to never stop goddamn racing. So I'm looking for the...
Go ahead.
I'm looking to do something again. I'm looking for the same shit that I always be talking about the whole goddamn time ever since I've been living. Man, y'all got to excuse me, man, because my delivery is fucked up, and I know it's fucked up. So, but at the same time, people that know me understand what I'm saying, man. It's the same old shit. I'm gonna shift gears on that topic a little bit, what you talking about. It's the same old shit, man. It's kind of like the old school saying, man, you got to get that shit understood, man. You just get it understood. Have the shit understood, man, before you do it. That's it. Make sure it's understood, man. That's all you got to do. All that other talking and shit, it might be confusing, but that confusion shit, get that shit understood, man, so that way it won't even be them problems, man, before you strap in and burn out, man. Just get it understood, man. So let me go back and shift this back to what I'm saying on my deal. I'm looking for a grudge car again. A ladder bar, true ladder bar car, or a stock suspension car, nitrous. No wheelie bars. I'm laying there to try some of a bitch with it. And I am off the night. I'm finna go, you know, NHRA got that West Coast swing there on right now. We finna go on this northeast swing in the grudge game. I'm ending up over there at Hollow Spring this weekend over there at Train to Go Race. I got a race locked in over there. I got a race over there. I got to be in Alabama. I got to get over there. I got a race over there in South Carolina, Orangeburg, I got to be over there. And also, I got a race over there in Louisiana, over there, I got to be. So we got some races coming up, man. We still looking. So we just trying to bring some action at this show that you got August the 9th. We're looking for some same small-time action. I done put it out there, what I got.
Anybody want Bushnell? Bushnell on the road. So if you feel like you want Bushnell, push the one button. The man calling you, he gave what he looking for. Anybody want to accommodate him? Push the one button. So, Sharon, if anybody hands got up, they want to say something.
I'm down back on mute, Tommy.
Okay, somebody say something. Come on here. Don't let them holler.
Jeff, your mic is open.
Who? Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
I pushed the wrong. Hey, I'm sorry, I pushed the wrong button. But hey, nice
right.
Show, keep it going.
All right.
Uh-huh.
He pushed the one by mistake, Tracy.
I pushed the one.
Oh, okay. All right, man.
You don't have any
more hands. All right, you got another hand? Okay, so Bushnell made that call out, man. So, hey, we just said we're gonna see. We're going to see if anybody going to step up the plate, try to lock Bush that in for August the 9th. But right now, before we get too far, before we get this thing, talk about this topic, I know Donye say might have something to do, but I want to get Donye on the phone. And Donye, if you're on here right now, push the one button. Let's get this out of the way first. If Donye's on here, let's push the one button. And I think Donye, we got to get him on here. He told me to call him if you don't see him. So, do you see Donye?
Not yet. Hold on.
Okay, we'll get Donye. And while she's getting Donye on here, I want to make sure we have Chris, Tony Dawn, somebody from the Nightmare Crew, and also Chelsea is going to be doing the talking with Obama Boo. We're going to need to get him on here. But we want to get Donye. I'm going to let Donye spit out there what he want to spit out there, so don't be no misunderstanding about what the man is saying. So the man say, hey, Chicago was a good ride, but he got to do what he got to do. And he's laying dead to rape Texas, man. So that's Donye. So we'll try to get him on here. So Chris, the love truck, push the one button. if you don't hear Chris, push the one. Tony Thorne, if you don't hear push the one, he said he want to come and talk to these folks. But while she try to get Donya on here, I'm going to go through here. Chris, if you only have pushed the one, you or Tony Thorne. Nightmare crew, if anyone of y'all on here, Smooth, you or Cliff, them the ones that they going to talk. I believe it needs to be Smooth or Cliff. From the words I got, those are the ones that speak. So one of y'all can push the one button if a man get on here. So we'll see if we get him on here. He called like he on a roll, so. Want to make sure when we got them out of status talking to all these Texas folks, we make sure we got these Texas folks in line to try to chop their head off.
Shit, I'm going on the road. I'll be back.
You going on the road? So, hey, man, you going down there to Holly Springs, man. Go down there and be safe and take care of your business, man. Go down there and take care of your business.
That's a tempo.
You know. Let me see. Yeah, Donya is. Donya.
I have to get Chris.
Yeah, I'm here, Tracy. What's happening?
Donya, I told the folks that I wasn't just talking. Did you say you coming back? Chi-Town Most Wanted, Fade to Black. You came down with that Regal. And the love truck say he had your ass, but you got lucky. You say you don't believe in luck, and you got a call out list. You want to come rate tick.
That's right. You ain't lying to him.
That's what I say. I say, I'm going to have Donya. He had an order, and I let the folks know what order you want to try to lock him in a conditional. You don't hurt nothing, but you wasn't coming all the way from Chi-Town to run one car. You came down here to rape by three or four cars before you head back.
That's right. What time the track gonna go? What time they gonna open, Tracy?
The track gonna open up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. This guy down here gonna open up at 4 o'clock and we don't have no curfew.
Okay, ain't no curfew.
Ain't no curfew, so you get to take care of your business.
Did he get due out on the track or anything like that?
This time of year, man, they ain't got no trees. Yeah, this time of year, ain't much trees around here, so we hadn't had no problem with that. So, you know, you ought to be all right. You know, guys run up there, they run pretty late at night. So that ain't been one thing, because you ain't got a lot of trees around here. And it's so humid down here at night, you know, that shouldn't be a problem. Look like we got Chris on here, man. You say you want to start with that. With the love truck, and the owner of that truck is none other than Chris Harris. So, Chris,
yeah.
Donya is
on
here.
What's going on, Donya? What's up, man?
What's happening, Chris?
Looking forward to that rematch, brother. Same old shit, different day. Just work, work, work.
I was just trying to lock in for August 9th.
Yeah, I'll do 250 on 1,000. And, you know, we'll probably... We'll probably add to the pot. You know how it goes. I don't know what. I heard you wanted to race Tony Thorne too, but that's between y'all.
Yeah. Can we do something like 3-on-2 or better?
I tell you what, let me mute my mic and make a couple text messages, and I'll get right back to you.
All right.
Yeah, give me a couple minutes. I'll get right back to you.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. I'll be right back with y'all. Give me just a couple minutes. Yeah.
You okay. Know, I always lock in on 1,000 or better. You know, things always go up. So.
I know. And goddamn, I didn't find out Texas bet with Texas.
Hey, Texas definitely bet with Texas. You know that Texas do bet with Texas. So that 1,000 always gonna go up, though. I tell you what, last time you and that truck ran, I tell you what, the old truck, the truck looked like he would leave, but you got to leave 660 feet or it don't count. You come in still.
Yeah, that's right.
You're right. And hey, I think everybody been doing some things. It's going to be a better race this time. That's why I'm going to mute you. I'm going to give me a couple minutes. I'm going to make a couple text messages, and we'll go from there.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. All right.
I know that's who you want to burn.
Now what time does it start cooling, getting good down there? About 10 o'clock?
Down here, man, about
what
8,
time 30, it really 9
going? O'clock.
By 9.
Oh, it's about 8:30, 9 o'clock, man. It's gonna start rolling, bro.
Okay.
Now, I know you want to holler Tony Thorn, too, now. I think Tony's on here.
What's going on, Donnie? Hey.
What's happening, Tony? I didn't talk to you a few times already. So we're gonna lock in too? That same 3-on-2 or better?
You got it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say in the staging lane by 10:30. But I'm gonna do the truck first, so I'm gonna say
I'm supposed to race the truck first too.
What time you're in the truck supposed to run?
I don't even know. Time of daughter, did you write all that down?
Y'all didn't set time, Chris. Y'all can set that now.
Y'all from the same town. So y'all could probably race each other anytime, right?
Right. Okay, well, I mean, we'll do the 300-on-2 with Donye and Tony. We'll do Donye at 10:30. We'll do you at 9. How's that?
I'm trying to get a little order here so we can just.
Oh,
I'm gonna tell you what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to lock the truck in for 9. I'm trying to lock you in for about, I'm gonna say, an hour or 10:30 after we race somewhere.
Yeah, that's fine.
An hour after we
race.
Yeah, I
just want to get it cooled off.
About 10:30.
Donye, let's get you and the truck locked in. Let's get this out of the way so we have understanding. Let's get this out of the way first. So that's Chris and Donye.
Yep.
What time y'all saying? Donye, I heard you say 9 o'clock. Chris, what you say?
Donye wanted 10:30, so
I'll tell you what, Donye wanted you.
Okay. We'll do Donye at 9. We'll do Tony Thorn at 10:30. How's that?
Donye at 9 o'clock. You put 9 o'clock. Y'all locking 2. Y'all locking 3. On 2 or better, right?
Right. Head up Pro 38 Mile, 29. No Willy bars or what?
No, we're going to do I ain't taking nothing off.
Okay.
No, I'm gonna run everything I got.
Okay. Well, I ain't gonna have no bars on.
Head up.
Yeah. You probably got different rear end than I do. So.
Pro
tree. I probably got what?
You probably got different rear end than I do. So I'm gonna run what I got just like it is, just like we did in San Antonio. I think it'll be a different outcome this time. So we'll just go with that.
9 p.m. Donye, running? You said Donye. You said you running no bars.
You ain't gotta put that on. I might put them on, but I'm coming with no bars on.
I like our chances in San Antonio, and I like our chances now. So I'm not scared.
Donye, here we go. Donye and Chris with the Love Truck against the Fade to Black Regal, August the 9th, Denton. 3-on-2 or better, 9 o'clock in the staging lane, locked and loaded, heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree. The only thing, y'all both on 29, that's what y'all said. That's the only thing, y'all both on 29,
sir.
That correct?
Right,
yes, sir.
Right, and with a break clause. Now, the only reason I'm putting a break clause because
right.
I got a race this Saturday. I'm having a race up here this Saturday.
Okay.
You boys can come up here if you want to, too. I could do you up here, then again do you down there.
Yeah, I got I work out in the oil field.
I think I told you about that, didn't I, Chris? Did I tell you about that?
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yeah.
You did. And I talked
to
everybody, and it's just too close together, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You call me, and I appreciate the offer, and we'll get up there sometime. I promise you, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So, Danya, your break clause, you didn't say. You just a break clause. If you break this weekend, you'll call and let
I'm gonna let everybody know. If I got oil pressure, I'm there. I'm in the house.
Chris, is that cool with you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, so that's Heads Up 8 Mile Pro Tree Track Rules.
Yep.
Track rules, all right? We're going to go with track rules.
Yes, sir.
Red light, you lose. Cross the center line, you lose.
Sounds like a winner.
You good, Danye?
I'm good.
Okay, that's locked. That's a lock. Okay? All right, Danye, we're going to go to the next one. Tony Dawn.
Yes, sir.
What you and Danye going to do?
I want him at 8 o'clock.
Huh?
I want him at 8 o'clock.
No, I'm gonna do you after I do the love truck at 10:30. Or I'm gonna say 1 hour after me and the love truck race.
How about me and the truck? Me and the truck do it at 8 o'clock.
I want to race you last.
You're not gonna race me if I beat the Danye.
I'll race you anyway. I'm locked in, right? I ain't paying no punk out money. So, I mean, we already talked about this.
Well, if I race him at 10:30, what time? If I race Danye at 10:30, what time are we going to race?
Well, why don't you do Danye at 11 and me at 10? We'll do Danye at 9, you at 10, and then you race him at 11.
That didn't even sound right.
Or
you're racing Danye at 10:30.
Hey, I only need about an hour.
Yeah, I'll take an hour. I'll race Danye at 9 and you at 10 then.
And then I got to come back and run him at 10:30?
I mean, I'm pretty flexible, man.
Danye, what time do you want to race me? Because he's going to have to race me either before or after.
Where's me? Your mic open?
Yeah, it's open. Go on mute.
What on, Danye? He's talking to you.
Oh, what did he say? I ain't here.
If you're racing him at 10:30, what time are you racing him?
9 o'clock.
I'll race you at 10:30. Then he can race me at 11:30.
That sounds good.
Okay,
10:30.
Okay, hold on. Let's get Danye and Tony Thorn right now. Tony Thorn.
And I'm not going for that breakage falls because I'm going out testing this weekend too. If I break, I'm gonna pay you punk out money. But, you either going to lock in or you ain't.
You know what, Tony? We could do that because I got your money in my pocket right now.
You ain't going to lose nothing anyway.
Okay, no break clause. Tony and Danye, no break clause. Y'all talking about 10:30, right?
10:30 head up, pro tree. Out. That 10:30, if we get it on at 9 o'clock, then 10:30 is fine. If it breaks or something like that,
I'll be all right.
Hey, don't worry.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, we know that, yeah. So an hour and a half after that rake, anything that can stop that is all down, the track ain't ready, or something like that.
Right.
So an hour and a half after your first race, as long as nothing hadn't happened. What are y'all locking?
$300 on 2,000 or better.
$300 on 2,000 or better. Okay. Both races flip lanes. At the 10:30. No break clause. Tony and Danye, no break clause. 10:30 heads up.
No
whip, 8 mile
no
pro whip. Tree. Flip a lane.
Head up pro tree 29. No Willie Bars, flip for lane choice.
29, no balls. Tony, you saying no balls, right?
I don't care what he runs.
Okay. You know bars, too.
I'm running the same bars I was locked in last time. Last time he was locked in with no bars.
Okay, John, you're running 29, you no bars. Tony, how you running, Tony?
I'm running
you
bars.
You got to run 29, no.
Oh.
When we locked in 29, no Willie bars?
No, sir. You was locked in with no Willie bars. I have never ran with no Willie bars.
Wow. Okay, it don't matter. I'm not locking. We just going to lock in for 29 then.
That's fine.
So, Tony, the bars is not an issue. If either one of y'all got bars, that's not an issue.
It ain't no issue to me, no.
Okay, 20. Okay, y'all just got 29. Y'all both locking in 29. Y'all both locking in 29.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right, so. Here we go. Somebody got no idea.
Hold on.
Okay, mute your mic. You can listen. Okay. Hold on. Here we go. Tony Thorn versus Donye. No play clause. 10:30, August the 9th. Ninth, North Star, heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree, 300 on 2,000 or better, flip for lane, 29.
Yep,
29,
that's it.
Yes.
Tony, is that right for you, Tony?
Yes.
Donye, is that right for you?
Yep.
That's a lot. Okay, let's go to Tony Thorn and Chris. Chris, let's you and Tony.
Okay.
I need an hour after I run Donye.
Okay, well, I'll run you at 11. I'll run Donye at 9.
It can't be 11.
You run him at 10.
That's 10:30. It can't be 11. It can't be 11, because he got a 10:30, supposedly,
okay.
With Donye.
Okay.
So,
oh,
you said
okay.
11:30?
Okay, 11:30 is fine.
Okay, you said 11:30. Now, if anything happens,
yep.
The track ain't ready, y'all race is still on, but if everything goes smooth, it's 11:30.
Yep. Yes, sir. Is that
you
all right, Tony?
Tony? You good with that, Tony?
Sounds great.
That's
okay.
Tony versus Chris.
And that's 250
okay.
On 1,000 or better.
250
on 1,000 or better.
1,000 or better. Heads up,
yep.
8 Mile Pro Tree. Flip a lane.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
Track rules, right?
Yep.
Drop center. Yeah.
Always.
You ready?
Yeah. Yeah, track rules. Okay, red light, you lose. Cross the line, you lose. Okay, so if 250 on 1,000, heads up, 8 Mile Pro Tree, flip the lane, track rules. Tony, you good?
Yes, sir.
Chris, you good?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot. Okay, let's go to the next one. Donye, you wanted the nightmare.
Nightmare.
Is anybody from the Nightmare crew, I only want to talk to Cliff or Smooth. Them two guys. And y'all push the one button. Cliff or Smooth? They on here, Sharon?
Thought I saw him earlier.
Hey, y'all, am I done? I got a band in the background. It's kind of hard to keep the noise out.
You can go on mute. Put your phone on mute.
Okay. Hey, I just want to. Hey, Tony, is Tony still on here?
Yeah.
Tony.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know, Kenny ain't driving no more. Okay.
Oh, that's what I heard. That's cool.
Okay. All right. Okay, man. All right, I'm gonna mute my shit now.
Okay, mute your phone. Hey, Cliff, a nightmare. All right. Can y'all? Any one of y'all push your one button? This man want to talk to y'all.
They in the bushes right now.
Sharon, you still?
Hold on.
They probably on there. They just ain't pushing the one button because they know I'm on.
Hey, Donye.
Yeah,
I see Cliff.
I see Cliff and I see Smoke. Neither one of them are pushing the one.
This bush now, man, I'm kind of curious, man. You know, I be fans, too, at this shit, too. So you mean to tell me you're going to take your 29.5 motherfucker run a big top car?
Man, listen, we don't care about that. Okay.
You're a bad man. I'm gone on mute, man.
Well, I just want to give him an opportunity to talk to Donye. So open one up, Mike. If they don't want to race him, at least he can say he spoke to him. And, you know, I don't want Don Yates coming on here telling me he called for him. They ran in the bushes. They didn't say nothing. Let them, if they don't want to run him, just let them let the man know and go from there. So Cliff or Smooth?
Sometimes I do shit like that. I be want to try back half, too. So, like I said, I'll be a fan, too, at times, man. I know how this shit go.
Okay, if you might know, if you think you can whoop him, man, it don't matter what you got on. Who is this? What's up, man? What's up? Trying to lock you in for August 9th, baby. Hey, man, like I was trying to tell Jermaine, man.
You know, I do both of you, like this other cat, Jermaine, you know, I'm trying to lock him in, too. I do both of y'all Friday, man. I can't do y'all on no Saturday because my people, they going out of town, you know what I'm saying? I roll with my crew, so I ain't going to be able to do that, but I can do your ass Friday. That's Friday before, just come a day
early.
I lock you in right
now. I don't know if I'll be able to do that.
I lock you in right motherfucking now.
The big show on Saturday now.
I understand that. I understand the big show on Saturday. I'm telling you, my people, they going out of town. They got some shit to do.
So
you know, we roll
so
at the
so
show,
ain't,
huh?
You ain't going to be
you
that what? Time. That's what you're telling.
No, I ain't going to say I might come and watch, but I ain't going to bring my car.
But the car ain't coming. Okay.
No, the car ain't. But if you want me, I do your hand fries. Just come a day early. Let me test the tune on your motherfucking ass. Let me lock me in, understand me? Let me test the tune. Let you get ready for them for Saturday.
I can't lock you in on that because I don't know if I'm going to be there Friday.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I'm just trying to tell you, you know, I ain't scared.
I don't
want to
be there Saturday.
Right now. I'm just letting you know I locked your ass in right goddamn now.
What you doing this Saturday?
This Saturday?
Yeah.
Gee, what, you coming down here?
Nah, you got an open invitation to come up here, though.
Where is up here?
Cordova Dragway, Cordova, Illinois.
Oh, no, I ain't going to be able to do that. That's a last-minute thing. You hit me with the last minute. You know, that's some shit.
Oh.
I got the plan for that shit.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, see, I sure want you, though. You know, I tried to get you down there in San Antonio. You kept putting me on hold all night long.
Well, we tried to run you with the Monte Carlo. You need to make another shakedown. You never came back.
Man, I ain't make but one shakedown, and y'all came by my trailer. And when you
man,
raced,
you said
I
had to make. You said we was in stage. You was in stage, and I said we could go right now. You said I gotta make another shakedown.
Man, I don't never make but one shakedown, dog. You ask anybody that
knows.
Maybe
that was your first one. Maybe that was your first one. Maybe that was your
man,
first.
Man, you crazy, the motherfucker. Man, hey, dog, I asked you. You talking about with that break in the car? You talking about you going to give me the break? I said, go get that motherfucker. And somebody pull you
man,
out to the
I
side.
Never
y'all
said,
changed that shit.
Man, nobody,
but
nobody
your car,
ever said they're going to give
you
the break,
car,
man.
Hey, man.
Nobody
hey,
ever said,
hey,
man,
I'm
who going to give
real,
somebody
dog.
The break to the eight, man? Ain't nobody. So you sitting there lying, man. Ain't nobody said that.
Hey, man.
Ain't nobody going to give your car like
with that
break,
bullshit.
Man.
That dude, say, man, that dude had the white
man,
shirt on, man.
Ain't nobody
going to
give nobody car like that to break, man. Nowhere.
Okay. Well, we're going to leave that alone. We're going to leave that alone. That's okay, that's over with. We ain't no use to keep talking about that. That's over with. But
so if you ain't,
I'm
if you right. So right
okay,
now,
tell me this, okay,
Saturday,
tell me this.
Wait, if you ain't gonna be there
okay.
Saturday, ain't nothing to talk about right now.
That's right.
Now if
you
I come in Friday, if I come in Friday, I definitely will call you.
Okay, call me.
I'll make sure
Tracy
get you.
Okay, don't wait till the last minute now. Don't call me at the last minute, goddamn it.
I mean, if you gonna be there Friday, you live there. You live there.
That's what I'm saying. I'm
so
saying, but I'm talking about don't
roll
me at no 8 or 9 o'clock
Friday,
talking about you at the motherfucking
at
track.
Night?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no,
don't
I ain't
try to hit me, tell
like
me,
that,
you know.
Man. I ain't gonna do that. 8 o'clock, come on.
Call,
yeah, that's
yeah.
What I'm gonna do.
Call me up
if
early
know,
up in the day. You know if you're gonna
if
come
I
down
know,
here or not.
Yeah, I know if I'm gonna be there.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
so call me
there,
early up in the day, and I promise you I will meet you at that motherfucker, and we gonna dance. That's a promise,
okay.
Understand? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, right now, I don't know. I don't know what time we're gonna roll it down.
Okay,
we
well,
might roll in Saturday
you,
morning.
You got,
we might roll in Friday afternoon. I don't know.
you got an open invitation. If you make it down here Friday, we can do something, and that's a promise.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We're gonna leave it right there.
All right.
All right. Well, let me go to the next. Let me go to. Hey, is the Bama Boo, is Jermaine or Chelsea on here? Push the one button. Jermaine or Chelsea?
Yeah, Chelsea on here. What's up, Trace?
What's going on? I got Donye on here.
What up, Donye?
Man, we trying to lock the Bama Boo in 5-on-3 or better.
Okay, head up,
8 mile, 29, no willy bars.
Nah, we get
that's
it. We got that,
about.
But we need our willy bar. Everything sounds good, except for that willy bar. We need our willy bar. Then I'm going to have to put in the break clause with you, too, because I'm testing this weekend, too, and shit. You know, gear sometimes is kind of unpredictable. So, yeah, I would like to lock you in 15 on 5 or better, to be honest with you.
Well, I'm the one doing the traveling, so I mean I'm the one need the 15 for coming, and you take the 5 and you round the corner. Now I want to make sure you're gonna go.
Hold on, say it again. No. If I break the weekend, I'll call you and let you know. But if we testing this weekend, if we don't break, it's definitely a go. Absolutely,
hey.
Sir.
Don't worry about the bet. It's gonna get better.
Oh yeah, well, you know what? We ain't even got to discuss that because you sure right about that. Yeah, I remember from San Antonio, so you know, just I'm coming. Hey, we can lock in if you want to. It's no problem. Or we don't have to. If you say we're gonna race, if you make it through them races, that's all I'm saying. I'm you know, because I want to race Nightmare too, but he pulled the same thing about that Friday, and we not gonna be able to make it Friday. So I. That's ruled out for us. So the only thing we got to go for is Saturday. So far, you the only person that want to do something Saturday. So, yeah, I lock in. You know, if you hit the gates and we hit the gates, we locked in. 15 on you know how to do it. You know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
What y'all want to do? When y'all lock out, y'all going to lock in.
We're going to do it like this then. I got these two races in front of you. When I get done with them two and you ready to go, we're going to race.
Yes, sir.
So you got a break clause. Y'all both got a break clause, right?
Yeah, because he said he racing this weekend. I ain't going to do no shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm
racing
this
breaks.
Weekend. I got two races in front of him. So,
and you still,
if you break
on them two races in front of me, man, you know
yeah,
what time
right,
it is.
Right,
we don't,
right,
we don't gamble
right.
Like
okay,
that.
So what are y'all locking in? What time?
But we ain't going to lock in no time.
Yeah,
y'all gonna lock in no time. Okay, but how much y'all start on the lock?
We really ain't got discussed that. We already talked in San Antonio, so he know what time it is.
Okay, y'all said something about 50. Y'all said something about 1500. Would it 5 or 15 or better? And they go wherever they go.
Yeah, we can.
Or they 15 or better, and they go where it go. Just
whatever you want to do, Donye. I'm trying to lock in as much as possible, but you know, because like
it can go anywhere.
We're gonna leave. We ain't gonna lock in. We're gonna leave that on the table because I know they gonna go. They know I'm gonna go, and we
right.
gonna bet whatever
we
gonna bet.
And we already
know
that. So it ain't got to be the public business.
Yeah, if they ready and I got oil pressure, we gone.
There it is.
Okay,
we
so y'all don't.
We locked in. It's just that, you know, we don't need anybody knowing our business.
So
yeah,
y'all locked the race before the night's over.
Heads up, 8 mile poultry, triple lane track rules. Dang, you ain't going to do me like
yeah.
Tony Bynes did me, huh? Setting the stage lane all night and then come up to me at 2 o'clock and say you ain't going to run me. Don't do me like that, don't you?
No, man. As soon as I get done with these first two, an hour later, I'm going to be ready to go.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Hey, so, okay, y'all locking the run before the track closed. Heads up, 8 mile, pro tree, flip a lane track rule.
Hey,
well,
Donye,
I don't know
I just,
what time the track. What time the track close?
The track ain't got no curfew, man. We gonna go till we get it done.
But I'm the truck got good lighting.
Yeah, truck got lighting.
Okay. Okay. How about y'all say y'all run by 1 o'clock?
2 in the morning, shit. Gene don't kill.
I don't know the track.
They don't have me, Danny. It can be late, so you know if you
okay.
You
well,
just
no, what
put
I'm
a
saying, I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to wait till. I don't want an hour after I get done with those two races. I'm gonna be ready if I got off first.
Okay.
So whatever time that is.
How about by 12 o'clock? Chance, will that work for you by 12 o'clock that night?
Yeah, that'll work, long as he ready. I mean, like he say, he coming from way further than I am, so long as he ready, we gonna get mutual on that. Hey, Dunye, I just got a call from Jermaine on my other phone. He said y'all had already talked down there. He said we can do it for the same thing that y'all had talked about down there, if you remember what he said.
Not really, but, you know. But, I mean,
Y'all can talk about that off the phone.
Yeah. Tracy got my number, Dunye.
Yeah, I call y'all. Y'all can talk that. But what I'm saying, by 12 o'clock, will that work for you down here in Chelsea? Will that work for you by 12 o'clock that night?
Yeah. We're going to say a roundabout. How about that?
Between 12 and 1.
Yeah.
How about
between 12
and 1? That's cool.
Yeah, that work for you, Chelsea? Yeah. Chelsea, that work for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll work for me because my man, you know, part of my crew going to be there late anyway. So by the time they get there, we're going to need to make a shakedown. By the time we make a shakedown, it'll be probably that time anyway, to be honest with you, Dunye.
So between 12 and 1 o'clock, y'all lock. We're going to talk about the money off the air. So y'all lock heads up, 8 mile, pro tree, flip a lane, race between 12 and 1.
Cool with me.
Dunye, good with you, Dunye?
With the break. Yeah,
with the break clause. You got a break clause. You got a break clause. Both of y'all got a break clause. Both of y'all got a break clause.
Yeah.
Chelsea, that good with you, Chelsea?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, that's the condition. That's the condition, okay. That's the condition. All right. Well,
Dunye, you say I'm leaving my Willy Bars on, not Dunye. I did say that, didn't I?
Dunye, okay. He said okay. Willy Bars. Huh? Dunye, he said Willy Bars. Dunye said okay.
Right,
okay.
I'm just trying
that's
to make
fine.
Sure we right on that.
Yeah,
Dunye said
that's
okay.
Fine. I know you boys in Texas ain't taking off nothing. I learned that already.
Well, we ain't ready, Dunye. We plan on, when we come up your way and go the other way, we plan on taking them off, but we just not ready, to be honest with you.
Okay.
We not quite ready for it.
Okay.
Oh, we getting there. So, that's it then, Tracy.
Okay, that's it.
That's it. What about that love truck? I guess they're not going to do nothing with us.
Now, the love truck, what you want to do? The love truck is on here. He's on here. Chris is on here.
I think I remember him last week saying he ain't wanted to. I think there was another guy that was talking for him that didn't know what he was talking about. So, my bad.
Okay. All right. Well, that's done on y'all. All them lock-ins for that night. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Dunye, I'm going to get back and listen on this computer. Y'all call me after the show, Dunye, so we can get straight on that.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
No worries. Appreciate it, Tracy.
Okay, man. I'll give you a call.
All right. Later, Dunye.
All right. Okay.
Let's get back to this topic here. And I want to see who want to share their opinion on that. Sharon, hey, we got anybody that want to lock in? If they push the one button, let me know, and we can go and get that lock in going. But let's get back on this topic. I want to know, Sharon, do we have any other hands up? I want somebody to discuss this, give opinion. Dunye, I know you a man that can give your opinion because this is based on something that I heard. Actually, you know a lot about it. And this was a topic, Dunye. Grudge racing is becoming more and more a mind game, meaning a lot of people will say different things to try to trick you. Is that good or bad for the game? Is grudge racing? It's just for bad boys. It is what it is, and you just got to do what you got to do to try to get your steps right. And I said that because I know, Dunye, there was a big race up y'all way, and there was a race to go down, and it was some stuff that happened, and the understanding wasn't right. You feel me? You know what happened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah,
So yeah. I'm asking you your opinion, since you own here, you from way from another state. Hey, what do you think about that? You think Grudge Racer, man, becoming of as part of being a mind game, man, people will try to trick you with words and stuff. Is that good or bad for the game, or is it is what it is, and you just got to take care of your business and listen to what a person got to say? My opinion, this is outlaw Grudge Racing. A person trying to win at all costs, it's just my opinion. This is outlaw. A person trying to win at all costs. A man going to say some things here. He going to say some things there. At the end of the day, I'm personally looking for the best advantage I can get to put myself in a certain situation to win. Now, I know that I'm going to be a very good listener, and so I know what I'm listening for. I'm asking you, Donye, what's your opinion on it? Is it good or bad for the game? Because y'all was in a controversial situation up that way, and it happens a lot of time down this way. And you tell me, I just want to know, share your opinion about it.
I think it is what it is. I mean, when you locking in, you gotta listen to what you locking in to. And it's gotta be somebody there that's understanding what's going on when you lock in. So if you ain't got those, if it ain't nobody there, and the party that's holding the money, he ain't got no clear understanding of what's going on, then it's going to be a problem. But it is what it is. It's a mind game.
Yeah, it is what it is, and I agree. You got to listen. Yeah.
You got to listen to what you're locking in.
You
got to
listen. You and a guy, y'all can be beeping about a damn race like hell that night, but goddamn when I go put that money up, you better make sure you're on the same page that day as you was that night. You know, so,
yeah.
Hey, I mean, I agree. Anybody want to stand on this?
But,
go ahead, Donye.
Trez, I want to speak on this Arkansas, man.
Okay, go ahead, Arkansas.
Hey, man, this is what I think, man. I'm gonna say it's kind of 50-50, but then, you know, my own personal opinion, I think it's kind of good for the game because some people need to – it's all a gamble. Some people need to just understand what they're doing because they do teach a valuable lesson when it comes to this Grudge game. You know what I'm saying? When you step a race, sometimes the first stipulation will create action, and then that's going to be good for the players. But now, you got some people who just flat out trying to outflick somebody, and the other person, if they let them sit up and let somebody outflick them on their money, then they should have been paying attention, you know. So I think it'll teach a lesson. So I think it's good for the game when you try to outflick somebody, because a lot of times they do create action.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I mean, I personally agree. It's good for the game. It create action. It's just some people are smart and some people, you know, hey, man, it is what it is. You better listen. When I give my money, I'm betting my money. You better have a good DP, man.
I mean, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep it real. I was intending on putting a certain stipulation in a race that I felt like I needed in the race to make the race an even race, not saying to make a race to my advantage, you know, just to make it even. And I might have left it out, and then when the time came, you know, I couldn't go back and say, wait, man, I want to add this to it. You see what I mean? But I should have added my shit together right off the jump, and then it wouldn't have been no, well, man, hold up, man, I want to do this, and then the race is already locked. You know, the once the race lock is locked. You know, ain't no going back and forth unless two parties agree. So I feel like it was a valuable lesson to me. You know, I should have had my shit together when I got ready to set the race.
That's how it is. It is what it is. But
it is what it is.
For me personally, I don't play the word games. If you want to race, you want to race. If I say I'm gonna do this, that, and the other, that's what I'm gonna do. If you say you're gonna do this, that, and the other, that's what I expect you to do, and that's what we're gonna lock into. And if you keep it like that, I feel you won't have no problems. It won't be no problem, no situation, nothing like that. But when you start throwing that other, I'm gonna say, trickery into it or word game, it could become a problem.
But I'm gonna tell you what could happen just a minute ago. Like when you and Tony Paul was locking in,
mm-hmm.
when y'all went to sipping about the bar, You know, I understand most of y'all really wanted it, you know, to try to make it an even race, but that could have stopped the race also, you know, if y'all would have, if y'all would have went on and just said lock, you know, and Tony Thorne would have came on bars, you came on no bars or whatever, you know. It go either way. Then by y'all going back and forth, y'all could have not came to an agreement, and then the race wouldn't have happened. It just luckily, you know, you was willing to go either way.
Right.
Yeah. And everybody thought that's a highly anticipated race, and then the fans would have been like, oh man, you know.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, Tony, he threw it in there because they both were saying 29, and then when he said bars, Tony stepped up and said, no, I'm running bars. Tony just didn't step back and get quiet. See, so Tony spoke up, and Donye heard him say he's running bars. So, like I said, Donye, he could have stopped the race, but Donye, knowing that, hey, a lot of Texas guys run bars, he done experienced it by coming down, he see that. He said, the hell with it. It is what it is, and he's going to do it anyway, see. So you're right. Some guys are trying to lead that out.
It's like Tracy, if you would have just kept going over it, you could have said, well, do both parties agree and say a lot. I believe that race would have got locked up. It wouldn't have been no shift about the ball, you know. But
over,
you know, a little while longer for that stipulation to get put in, you know. So, like I said, it could have went either way.
I mean, man, you're doing this, cause, man, I tell you what, man, it kind of got ugly
on the show.
It was on the show, and it kind of got ugly. And I heard what both guys said. Both guys were right. I mean, both guys were right in what they said. It's just my opinion, when the DP man took the money, he took the money with the understanding of thinking that they was on the same page, but one person in his mind said, no, I lock my money like this. But the DP man thinking, he said, when the other man locked his money, he thought the other man said, okay, but the other man didn't actually, the other man said, he didn't say okay. And so that's what screwed it up, and that's what you got to listen for, man. They ain't going to put their money if you think you locking 100 on 1500 or better. We going that night. We saying 100 on 1500 or better. One, we going at it. That next day, y'all, she tell y'all go to the track. You go over and tell him, man, here's my 100 on money for 1500 or better. And he think he good with the man. The DP man take that money. And here this other man come over here talking about, hey, man, I'm going to lock 100 on 100. And he listen to him and say, okay, I'm going to take that money. That man that took money with two different agreements.
Yeah, the thing with that is he really didn't want to go, and I mean he would. He would run for that $100.
For that $100,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But you know what I mean. But other than that, he ain't trying to go.
Well, that's where the trickery came. You see what I'm saying? That's where the trickery came. The man was just showing. I got the bluff game going. I'm locking in. So the man's showing, no, I got nothing. I'm going to lock you in, but I ain't no goddamn fool. I don't want that trouble for $1,500, but I fuck it off for that $100 on $100. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's trickery.
Right.
I mean, I can't say the man did nothing wrong. The man
no,
did.
No.
He's slitting. You know, this is what people do, man. I know some folks that's good at this shit, man. And if you don't listen to them song, bitch, you gotta keep an open mind and don't get too caught up and get heated and not pay attention to what that person is saying. The man just kind of slicked him, but the DP man, instead of getting an understanding on both of them, he said, you good? Okay, yeah. And the man said he didn't say okay. So in a case like that, I feel my opinion on it. Maybe the DT man took money on two different locks and it wasn't a clear understanding, but that could cause a problem.
And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Tommy Dawes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Danny boy. Hey, this is my thing, man. I ain't saying neither one of them did nothing wrong, but I don't think it's right for the game simply because, let's just say for instance, you having a big show, and that happens. Everybody don't have the same understanding. Now, if that thing gets ugly down there, I mean, you know, you can spoil a big show. You can get an innocent person hurt. That I think the DP man should try. So it might not work all the time. 100% of the time to try to get an understanding from both parties before he even accepts the money.
Hey,
I mean, because
that's the way I feel.
Because ain't nobody bigger than Chain. So what you can outskip me? So what you outskip? You got new racers coming in the game every day that don't have the understanding as everybody. And some people, it's not going to lose like that. I don't care. I mean, some people are taking it to another level, and it ain't worth that.
I agree with you. I've been in situations, man, a DP man, and I heard something, and I, as a DP person, I heard it, and I know exactly what this cat said, and I know damn well the other cat didn't catch it.
I
don't want to put myself in the middle of a crossfire, because I know damn well that man didn't catch it, and I say, wait a minute, I'm not going to hold this money. Because I knew damn well that that's going to be a problem in the making, and I ain't trying to be in the middle of that, man. So I say, man, say what you said again and listen. I might be out of wrong as an individual, but to teach the trickery out of it. But at the same time, man, look, I'm trying to make sure that, hey, at this old wit, that I ain't caught up in the middle of a crossfire because somebody didn't understand. I'd rather stop it right there and say, no, man, I ain't with you because I know I can hear the trick. So I might not be the best person for that person to hold their money, but at the end of the night, man, we got a hell of a lot of people at the track. We come to Grudge Race, try to lock in, try to have fun, try to make a little money, not but at the end of the night when somebody's attitude is bad and the damn fool come out. I don't want to be in the middle of the damn fool. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's exactly why
I don't play those games.
You got kids there, you got wives there, you got daughters there, you got sons there. I mean, it ain't worth it, man. And my thing is this: an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, man. I mean, you might get away with it that one time, but the one time you don't get away with it and somebody get hurt, it's not worth it, man. I mean,
I agree.
When you have a show, I done heard that individual have a show and said and was telling people they need to listen to the lockups and you know, he had a show on that, an educational show on that, and then, you know, turn around and bring it to the game. I mean, it's like you're preaching two different sermons, Mike. Right? That's just
for guys who really want to race, they ain't trying to do all that.
Yeah, I agree. You can't basically everybody, man. I ain't, if you're trying to go, you're going to go with God. It ain't going to take all this stiff anyway. Now, if you just bullshit and throwing bullshit in there, that's two different things. Bullshit ain't that. But it's not the same. Tipping and bullshit is two different things to me. That's just my thing. What I'm trying to say, I ain't saying it's two different things, but it happens in the grudge game a whole lot, man. So
it's just a point right now, man. Bullshit ain't good for the game of manipulation either. That's why I ain't saying it's wrong. I ain't saying which individual wrong. I ain't saying which one right as it goes for those two individuals, which one should have did this, should have did that. I'm just saying overall for the game, if you got love for the game, love for the fans, love for all that, then you need to leave that out of it, and the DP man need to really get an understanding. So everything can go smooth and we can get the races off.
Well, I got a question. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
When a person is considerably racing out his class, ain't that a part of stipulation? If you feel like you need some, or another person feel like he ought to give you some?
That's a part of stipulation.
That's just like, tell me now. If I ran you and I feel like one in a break was enough for me to race you, and I feel like I'm making an ass at you, and you locked that in, and I got you. I mean,
you got me, man. That means you treated me. That's bad. I agree on that. You got me. That's bad. I bought a little. Is that bad? No, that's what I'm saying. No, it ain't bad. I don't think it's bad. The man just outfitted me. I had enough to get up there and get it to him, and I agreed to it. That man got me. I bought that.
That's the reason why I'm saying you can't babysit everybody. Stipulations is not bad for the game.
He might, you know, you mixing it up, though. This is what he's saying.
Oh, y'all trying to throw bullshit in with stipulations.
No, no, no. He might. The stipulations is one thing if the race had to happen and the guy stripped the guy and they raced. But it was a misunderstanding and the race didn't happen because the dude went and got his car on the assumption he finna run for $1,500. Now, if they both knew they was running for $100 and the DP man was $100, there ain't no problem. No matter what kind of spot he gave him or he gave him the break or whatever, that's still. But you tell a man, go get your car, we running for $1,500, I go home and get
the car. Well, I put it like this. The DP man tried to pay both of them, so, I mean, I feel like it should have been left alone. That's why
T-Mac, whether he paid them or not, it was a misunderstanding. I mean, it could have been an outbreak.
Anytime you put up a $100 DP and you end up getting your $100, getting paid from the DP man, it ain't no reason, because if the race don't get off, all you're going to get is $100 anyway.
Yeah, but the man was mad because he went home and got his car because he thought he was running for $1,500.
Exactly. That's what we talking about.
That pissed the man off
because he thought
he was running for $1,500.
It was the DP man's fault. It wasn't the other racer's fault. It was the DP man's fault because he didn't know what the lockup was, my understanding.
Right. He didn't have a clear understanding on both sides.
Yeah, he didn't get understanding on both sides.
We ain't trying to say who fought it is. We trying to say whether it's good for the game or not.
It's good, exactly. Is it good or bad for the game?
Who wrong or right?
Is it good or bad for the game? You know, it happened. I'm telling you, man, it happened. But let's see somebody else is on here. Sharon, we got some more hands. Let's see what some of these people got to say. Sharon, let somebody else get the input in here.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
What up, Tree? Hey, what's up, man?
What up?
Goddamn, man. I've been holding my hand up for an hour and a half, man. I'm tired of holding this motherfucker up, man.
It get like that sometimes. What about it? What do you think?
I was just trying to get up in there, man. You know, I got a chance to meet that old Gagne fella from down there, man, and like a pretty stand-up guy. I was just going to give him his props, man. That man come on the show and locked all the people in and coming back down here. Shit, I was just going to give him his props, you know what I'm saying? And I kind of had a little question for him. I'm going to ask him a little question, which I see that it really don't matter to him, but I think it matters a lot of them other East Coast racers to where they know that Texas run Willie Boys. I mean, if East Coast don't like to run the Willie Boys, and you know these guys out here like to run the Willie Boys, I mean, if that's where you want to run your car, why? It'll be kind of hard for me to get him to answer that for everybody else. Cause he's saying shit. It don't matter if he gonna run. He gonna run you with the balls or not. But I guess we just gonna skip on that, man. But I'm gonna get back to that topic what you were saying, man. I put it like this here, man. What you saying? I mean, the topic. It's a teachable lesson. You know what I'm saying? It's a teachable lesson, which everybody already know. There's a lot of trickery to it. You just gotta pay attention to it. But it's like it's also like this. This is what I feel about it. If I'm not listening, I get got, shit, man, I pay that, but then, hey, like I said, I'll let that fall back on the VP, man, too. I mean, it trickery is good, and then it ain't good. So that's just my opinion.
All depending on what side of the tree you fall on. You got tricked for what, you know? All depending on who favorite it is, but, I mean, it's part of the game, man. It ain't going to go away. I just think the person that being a DP man, I think that in this case, I think it was an eye-opener for that DP man, you know, because we, like you said, at the end of the night, man, we want to go home the way we came, that's safe, and there's a lot of stuff happening. But, you know, you got to listen, man. I think the DP man, if I'm going to take the money and I'm going to hold the money, me personally, I ain't going to hold no money when I know good damn well that somebody not understanding. So I don't want to be in the middle of that crossfire.
Right, right.
You know,
I know they both agreed,
that's a different story. But in my mind, if I know damn well that man ain't understanding, some people say the DP men shouldn't say nothing, but at the end of the night, man, we want to go home the way we came. Some just might have less money in their pocket than others, But I don't want to be in the middle of that crossfire when I know damn well that, you know, this guy locking in something not understanding. So, you know, if I'm going to take their money, I'm going to take their money knowing they both agreed on the same thing. In this particular case, that guy was very, very adamant about it. No, I locked my money in on this. I don't care what you say. I know what I said. And the DC man really didn't say, the guy didn't say that. He said, he repeated to the man, didn't I tell you this? And he said, yeah. The other man locked his in and said, didn't I tell you this? He said, yeah. But they actually said two different damn things. One said, the other one said, okay. The man said he didn't say okay, and that will cause a problem.
All right.
Well,
I mean, you know, these shows, man, these shows is very, you know, knowledgeable and teachable lesson, man. Because that's just like, even though you having that topic that you having right now, shit, I go back 3-4 months ago and you had the topic of what's a VP man's job. What is a VP man?
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing person got to do is get on and pay attention, really.
Yeah, you got to pay attention. I mean, yeah. Okay, go to another line, Sharon, get somebody else on there. Somebody else, see some other hands.
You don't have any more hands up.
Okay, then one. Okay. All right, man, you know, that's just something that, you know, hopefully a person understand it. And, you know, man, this is what I'm going to say. If you on a show and you lock in, like them guys locked in tonight, they locking in, I'm not automatically the DP man. Donye, Tony Thorne, Chris, Chelsea, y'all get to the track. If y'all want me to DP man, y'all come to me. If y'all want somebody else to be y'all DP man, don't think just because you locked it in on that show, the person show it is automatically DP man. That ain't always the case. I'm saying, hey, you know, y'all get who y'all want. If y'all want me to be it, come to me. Hey, we get this understanding, go over it. If it's somebody else y'all agree, whoever y'all got agreeing on it, man, what I'm saying is make sure both of y'all there and y'all go over it and get the understanding. You know, get the understanding because, you know, we don't want it to be no miscommunication because somebody didn't understand. We can always go back to the show and listen to it and what was said. So you it's just something that you want to get straight, man. It's just something you want to get straight because, I mean, and the reason why I had this topic, because I know, man, that, you know, shit be said time and time again, and sometimes it get blew up under the rug, and you got some slick people out here, so. It is what it is.
Me and Tony locked in for San Antonio, and he didn't race, and I didn't have no problem, so I don't think I'm going to have a problem with Chris or none of them guys. We didn't ran a couple times. Certain guys, you need the money in hand, and certain guys, you just go with their word, so we all know that.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, certain people, man, you know who it is, and it's just tough world out here, man. So you know people got to be careful, man, because this is a hustle game. It's all about the hustle, man. So, well, yeah, with that said, man, if anybody got another topic they want to talk about or something they don't want to bring up or somebody want to lock in, hey, man, push the one button and tell us that. There's an issue out there you want to discuss, push the one button. You got a full show, the house is full, man. A lot of people on here, I know people got some things on their mind. I know it's just something somebody want to say. Push the one button and put it out here, man. This game is about knowledge and understanding, man. If you got something in your mind you ain't quite understanding, put it out here, man. See if we can't help bring some kind of understanding to it because it is what it is at the end of the night, man. But you want to make sure you be fair about it, you get a clear understanding. So push the one and we'll see what we got here. Anybody out there got a lock in they want or got a question? Sharon, go to them. Got a full house, a whole lot of people listening. I know some people on here that I like to hear. But, hey, hold on. I know this might be another lock-in. Hold on. Is Angry Bird, if you're on here, Angry Bird, if you're on here, push the one button. Let's see if you're on here. We might have another lock-in. Let me see. Angry Bird, if you're on here, push the one button. Then if you see Angry while Bird, you see a hand go.
While you're waiting on that, 817-7025, your mic is over.
Okay, well, get Angry Bird on here and get Peanut on here. Go ahead on, who you got on line?
817-7025, your mic is open.
Their hand might have went up. They didn't want to say nothing.
Hey, dog.
Okay. Go ahead.
You ain't got a locked-in race yet.
Go ahead. I can't hear you. Say it again. Say it again.
Notice you ain't got a locked-in race yet.
Have who got a locked-in race?
You.
No, I'm looking for one. I'm looking
what's
for one.
What's wrong with Peanut? I don't see you calling Peanut out.
What's wrong with me and Peanut?
Yeah.
You know, me and Peanut together just like you and the house of last cars.
Well, that light turns green, it turns a different story, though, don't it?
I know. Are you running cowboy with your car?
I will.
You haven't, though. You haven't, though, have you? Okay.
You answered the question.
I'm looking for a lock-in, though. I'm looking for a lock-in. I got my son, Trey. He had fun on that internet trying to turn stuff up. I'm quite sure. Me and DJ, you know, I talked about it. You know, I would lock in with DJ. Don't make no difference. I lock in with just anybody I think we can do something with. Hey, man, I'm ready to lock in. I'm ready to lock in. So, you know, I'm waiting on a couple other guys. I done talked to them, and they say they'll let me know. So you go from there, man. I don't want nobody to think that I'm just out there trying to bulldog with my slow piece of shit. But, hey, win, lose, or draw, I will lock somebody in tonight. I mean, you know, I think I got action with them.
How about we give you the back tire with the hide car?
I tell you what to do. Won't y'all let me tie out of there with the hide car?
The same reason you won't let me?
Huh? What's that?
The same reason you won't let my tennis tie do it?
Oh, I ain't got no problem with that, then. I ain't got no problem with that. I don't have no problem with that.
I'm trying to find you a race, buddy.
Well, you know, I've been trying to find me one too. I believe we're gonna get one, Tony. If it's not in the shootout, we bet. I know if me and Tony there and we side each other, man, for a little something, we're gonna throw a little something out there and let it be what it be. It ain't no big deal. So, I mean, the shootout thing gonna be a good thing, and I'm quite sure, guys, whoever they match up with, some of them guys gonna be trying to bet at the same time. But I will lock the car in. I will lock one in right tonight. I will lock somebody in right tonight. I done called a few guys. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Y'all ain't got no small talk shit? This is me again, right? I ain't got none of that.
Right. We don't have a shootout for a small one. Not at this rate here, we don't. Not for
what
small.
Mean with my guy? What mean that with my goddamn grudge? He's better than he still got down there, man. He ain't let me run for a year. Goddamn, I've been waiting on him for 6 months.
Who? Gee. Who y'all are? Maybe I can get y'all. Who you supposed to run?
Some dude out of Mississippi turned. We both went to the finals on that shit. Some guy out of Mississippi with a Mustang, Nigel Mustang.
Gene might want to try to make a race out there. Hold on. Yeah.
Somebody's got some background noise. Somebody's got some background noise. There's female talking in the background. Mute your phone.
They didn't have two.
Gene might be trying to have a race and get that race on at a race that he put on. I don't know, but I think Peanut and it was in the same situation with a belt.
Yeah.
They've been wondering when they're going to run for it, just like you are. So, I mean, that's not in my control. That's in Gene's control. He might have a program that he's going to set aside for that to be ran.
No, Gene told me whenever y'all ready, so... Let me tell y'all something, man.
Go ahead. I'm ready. When I keep oil pressure, man,
I mean, keep all pressure, yeah, goddamn me. I keep all pressure, man. I'm lucky. I keep all pressure.
Who was that other guy, Bushnell? Who was that? I don't even know who he is.
Some dude out of Mississippi, Tommy. What's Gene Video Man down there? He know who he is. Gene know who he is, too.
If he's there, then y'all run for the belt.
Right.
Do you know who he is? Get him on the ball.
No, Gene Video Man know him. Atomic, what Gene Video Man is up there?
Is that Richard? Is that Richard? Yeah,
the little white guy. Yeah, the little white guy.
Richard, push the one button. He usually out here listening.
Tracy, I have Angry Bird on.
Angry Bird, what's up, man?
What's going on, Tracy?
Man, I know you call me. You say you want to come down, man, and do a little something. I got a guy say, you know, he might do it, you know, for a little bit of something. If you want to try to lock in just some small, man, just to make a race, cause I know you want to run your car. He said he might do something with you.
With
your 580 car or my other
car?
No, with your Angry
Bird car. Oh,
really? Okay. Let me see. He got a top. You got a top sportsman. Your car's a top sportsman car. Hey, is Peanut on here?
I'm trying to get
Peanut.
Peanut,
push the one button. He got a top sportsman car. He said, hey, man, they might do something. You know, he ain't trying to do nothing real big. He said, but the man want to do something. You know, I know y'all both got top sportsman cars, so he said he don't care.
If he show you, I won't bring it if he, you know, for nothing. But I'm going to get him on the phone.
I remember I talked to you today. And I told you, let me see. When I talked to him, he said, yeah, Peanut. Hold on, she's gonna try to get him on phone, and you know,
Rodney Wiley's got a top sportsman car. He wants a race.
I don't know you, Ty. This is Angry Bird. Talk to him. I just know I talked to Peanut with his black car. With Peanut's black car, top sportsman car, and I told him I'd check with him. Let's see if we can get Peanut on here.
Well, Tracy, I'll be there. It ain't no big deal to me. If you want to run, when I get there, we can run. You know, we want to run for
yeah.
You well, sure you said he'll run, I'll bring him.
I just want let me see if I can get him on here because I talked to him. He said he'll run his black car. So she's trying to get him on here. But
Tracy, I tried to get Peanut. He can't talk right now. He said give him about 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah, we'll
give Angry Bird a run. No, it's Tony Thorne.
What, the green nose?
No, we got a 63 split win the Corvette.
63 split win?
Yeah.
I might do something with you when I get down there. I might do something when I get down there. You say you got a split one. Is that silver one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll run.
That silver split one, he's looking for, right?
Oh, I'm going to be there. I'll tell you now. I'll run. If you want to run, what y'all want to run for?
Oh, I don't know. I'll let you talk to her. If you want to race it, I'll get back with Tom and Dog and set it up.
That's fine. Set it up. Because when I come down there, I'd like to get at least the guy up on the ship. I'm ready to get one, you know.
If you're there and he's there, he'll run you.
I'm coming. I'll be there.
All right, cool. We're going to lock him up.
Tracy knows me. If I tell you I'm coming, I'm going to be there. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I will be there. I'll be there.
I'm just trying to help you find a race.
Yeah, I'll be there Friday, actually. You know, because I thought they was going to have a little shootout Friday. I told Tracy, you know, that's really why I was coming for. But I'll be down there Friday, so... I can test a little bit Friday, Saturday, if you want to run with me.
Okay, well, Tony, you get with me, and I'll hook you up with John, man, and, you know, y'all can put a little wage in and see what y'all come up with.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Same thing for Peanut, Tracy. If you want to run,
Let's have him call, man. You call him and what up, y'all?
Yeah, I get him on the phone. He said he don't mind running his black car. He don't, you know.
Yeah, that's good. I'll run them, you know.
Yeah.
I run my car head up. So.
Yeah, they talking about heads up.
Yeah, I don't go out of that shit.
No, they talking about heads up.
Okay.
Yeah, they
talking about heads up. Just hit me back when you get them on the phone. If they want to run, it's a done deal. I'll be there.
Okay,
all
right.
Nikki,
your mic is open. Rick, Nikki,
your mic is open.
Nikki? What's up, man? What up, Nikki?
What's going on?
What's going on?
All right, man. We're planning to come to your show, man, but we ain't got an office yet. We should have had it by this week. We planning to come to the show. I feel like it with somebody right now, but we planning to come.
Y'all planning to come?
Y'all
come down there, man. Maybe we ought to do a little something.
Okay.
You get off pressure, let me know. I mean, I know y'all ain't got off pressure. I know y'all got a few things y'all doing, so I know how that goes.
Yeah, but so we get that going, we're coming. Is Tony talking to have his great car there?
Tony. He probably dropped. He's probably trying to get that guy. He probably dropped.
Okay. Well, you know, we plan to have all president this week, though. But if we do, we coming. I know we might try to talk to Thornton, too, because we tired of hearing him talking.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, this is the truth. But we will. I will let you know definitely about before next Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Y'all get it running, man. We're going to be down in the shootout, man. You know, we want to bet a little something. You know, shit, I'm laying there to try somebody. So, let me know.
That's a bit. Thomas, I'll have to know. I'll let you know.
Yeah.
All right,
Sharon.
Let me pick on Nikki a little bit, man. Let's push. Let me pick on Nikki.
Huh?
Nicky.
Hey.
Y'all come with all that badass shit, or y'all gonna leave all that badass shit in the trailer, man?
No, we coming, man.
All right, I know y'all got all that badass shit, but I know y'all leave that shit in that trailer.
Yeah, we try to get the Nova back on.
It's all good. I know if y'all bring that shit out the goddamn trailer, y'all. Hey, check this out, Nicky. I know if y'all bring that shit out trailer, make some good shakedowns with our shit. I know how to bet my motherfucking money if y'all go down through that, because I know y'all got some shit to fight with. That's for damn sure.
Hold on. Sharon, open Darren's mic. Open Darren from Louisiana Motion. Open his mic up. Me and DJ gonna try to see if we can do a little something if he don't come try to bet too big on.
Okay, hold on.
I just fucking with you, nigga. No offense.
Guys, hold on a second, guys.
Hold on.
If you're not talking, do me a favor and mute your phone, because there's some background noise going.
You mean mute my phone?
Somebody may be on speaker.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, Daryl, your mic is open.
What up, Daryl? Hey, what's happening, Tracy?
What's going on? Can we do a little something?
Yeah, DJ said he'll lock you in for the night.
Okay. He on the phone, you want to lock him in?
I'll lock him in.
Okay.
What you talking about? What kind of money you talking about?
You know, I don't bet them nickels. He like to bet them big old bets. You know, I don't bet them big old bets like that.
He said 5 on 25. You can do that.
Let's do 5 on 1500 or better.
Hold on a second. Give me a second.
All right.
What about 5-on-2, Tracy?
Okay, we do 5-on-2. We do 5-on-2. We do 5-on-2. We do 5-on-2. Now, I'm going to be in the shootout. I don't know if he's going to be in the shootout. But let's try to do it by 11 o'clock. But if we're both in the shootout, we can do it then.
He's not going to get in the shootout. Okay. That's cool. He said that's cool.
Okay, 5-on-2, heads up, 8 Mile, Pro Tree, Flip a Lane. You good with that?
Hold on a second. I'm going to go on mute right quick. I'll be right back, Trace.
Okay. All righty.
Tracy, while he's doing that, Peanut said just call him about the Angry Birds.
Okay. Call him. He on? Is Peanut on?
No. And John dropped off, too. Peanut called me on my phone.
Okay,
John,
well, call him back. I'll get John back on. Call him back. I'll get John back on. Hey, girls, they want to hit it. If we're going to lock them up, let them know what we're going to do.
Okay, so you want me to call John first and then call Peanut?
No. Peanut is the harder to get. Get Peanut first. John probably will pick up. Peanut hard to get, man.
Hold on.
No, is that a machine? Somebody in the shop working or something?
Hey, Trace, I'm still on?
Yeah, you still on?
What do you say, about 10 o'clock?
About 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Head up, 8 Mile Pro Tree, Flip a Lane, 5-on-2000 the better.
That's locked.
You good with that? That's locked. That's good.
Yeah, good with that. That's locked.
All right, appreciate that.
All right.
What race is that, Tommy?
Okay. That's me. That's Atomic Dog against DJ Darryl Jemison.
DJ, okay, that'd be a good one.
That's right, folks. Yeah, folks on there, they talking about Darryl, the E1 race. Batman then put me on the fake ass racing list. And they don't, so, you know, they ran to the bushes. They don't want to run to the bushes. So goddamn me and DJ, goddamn, we're gonna get out there and we're gonna turn.
Don't get
out
on.
Somebody gonna win, somebody gonna come in, sir.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's it. Everybody getting on, man. Everybody who's talking about don't want to race or nothing, they the ones who ain't got no car here racing, so.
Yeah.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, what it is.
They take that shit easy, man. They be thinking it's easy to get these races on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they
hear what it is.
They ain't got to pay that goddamn loss.
That's right.
Okay, Tracy, I have John and Peanut on, and where is that noise?
Okay,
hold on,
I got some noise that can't hear. Hold on, I got some noise. Somebody, who is that? Somebody working. God damn. Find that mic.
I'm on mute. That ain't
Trace.
Me.
Trace. Okay, there you got it. There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
Trace.
Yeah.
You gonna get off that list this week, man?
Hey, we locked in. One thing about it, we locked in. And guess what? We gonna turn them somebody loose come north, so. We gonna turn them somebody loose.
Man, he definitely off that list, man. He got locked in ways. He ain't on no motherfucking this shit, no bullshit, no more.
They bullshit. Hey, this ain't my first time being locked in. Them fake ass motherfuckers don't understand. Tree Man, me and you were locked in. We were locked in before. So they just ain't bullshit.
Hey, Trace.
Damn it. You know, they put that shit on me and DJ.
They put that shit on me and DJ. Yeah. Me and DJ gonna turn them motherfuckers.
God damn right, jeez.
Tracy.
Somebody gonna win. Somebody gonna come in suck.
Say Tracy.
Yeah.
I told Batman last week. I said I don't know how Tracy got a list. He was trying to run in San Antonio. But
I tried to run
in San Antonio,
man.
You just sounded like a little kid. You said Batman put me on the fake ass racing list.
Don't be scared to tell it. pushing one button, somebody gonna win, somebody gonna definitely come in second.
No more hands up.
You got
up.
Any hands? We ain't got no more hands up. All right, man, we ain't got no hands up, man. We want to appreciate everybody, man. We're going to do the final comments, and we're going to get out of here, man. And we're going to do this thing again next week. So, Sharon, let's go on, do final comments, and shit, we're going to call it a night.
Oh, before we do final comments, Dre, get well soon. Forgot about that.
Yeah, Dre,
okay,
on here. Get well soon, Dre. Go ahead.
Tree Man, final comment.
Yeah, I'm going to say it was a good show. I see all y'all on the night.
All right.
Doug, final comment.
Hey, how you doing, Tracy? Good show, man. Good show.
What's going on, Doug? All right.
Yeah, better show than last week. Better show than last week.
You know,
it was kind of disgusting, boy, with Batman and Sharon, boy. I felt for both of them. I said, boy, you need to meet here to bed.
Why you bring it up, man? Why you bring it up, Nick?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, get off that that list. That's just that fake ass list. That's just somebody's opinion, you know. It don't mean nothing. But if you got a winner up there on the fake, just let it roll.
Yeah.
Well, good luck on your race, man.
All right, man. I can't do no worse than second.
What day is that on?
August the 9th. August the 9th.
All right.
Bush now, all right. Final comment.
Grudge race, here we go, man. Y'all know what it is, the same shit, man. Race of span, sextator. See y'all at them tracks. Keep it grudging.
All right, you be careful this weekend, Bush now. All right.
I will, Tom.
Is T-Mac on your phone, Bush now?
Yeah.
T-Mac, final
comment. Hey, Tracy, good. Tracy, good show, good topic, good everything, man. Hey, Arkansas D&D boy, we wish you the best of the night race, man. Sound like you're going to have a hell of a showdown, huh? And, man, we wish you the best. And I just want
right,
to throw this out there. September 6th, you know, we'll be doing some of the press guys, so whoever interested, you know, everybody welcome. We'll give out the details later. But, Tracy, hey, man, good show.
All right, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Danny Boy still on there?
Hold on. Tony Thorne's in here. Race that car. John, you still on now? Can you get
no,
Tony on? John, you still on now?
John,
okay, I'm calling. They want a 250 on a 1,000 belt. Okay, we have to call him. We'll call him. There might be another one. Okay. So we'll call him out. I'll call him out and show you.
Vanier, final comment.
Hey, it was a good show. I look forward to getting out of this weekend with Oil Pressure. So I can come down there and enjoy the hospitality the Texas boys going to give me. Send me back when my pocket's full.
All right, Donya, you be careful this weekend. Good luck to you, man.
Yeah.
Nick, no,
hold on, Sharon. Oh. I got to get this call. I won't hear the last of it. Big D said he had his hand up. He telling me, what the fuck? Okay, Big D, I don't want you to think I'm discriminating on you. Big D, you see Big D hand? Or we get out
no,
of here.
I
just
see Big
got
D's
this.
Hand.
Big D.
Hold on.
She don't see your hand. Text me and what number y'all. She don't see your hand. So I don't want to get out of here. You know, you already saying what the fuck.
Okay, well, we're waiting on Big D to surface. I don't think I've ever said this before. Peanut, final comment.
Hey, Grayson.
Yes, sir.
Guys, we appreciate y'all coming out to our race. I mean, the ones that's locked in and coming out to our race. Part of the show not racing, we're going to stay on this fake-ass racing list and keep doing what we're doing.
All right, Peanut.
Yeah.
Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can find Big D.
don't even see his number.
D, what are y'all?
He got to text you some more what the fuck, Trader.
Huh?
I say he got to text you some more on the what the fuck, too.
Oh, hey, 7458, 7458, 832-7458.
Okay, well, I'm looking for him. I'm sorry, Daryl, I missed you. Daryl, final comment.
Oh, I was on mute, my bad. Nah, it was a good show, man. She was got about, what, 6-7 lock-in races? That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got about 6-7 lock-ins right now. So that's good.
I did it.
You said
no, you
it.
Did not did it.
Yeah. Who said they did it?
Hey.
What's happening?
Is the mic off just Tracy? Is that a cat?
What's happening?
Did you lock in with DJ a minute ago?
Yes, sir.
I want the winner.
Oh, get the Denton.
I ain't got no problem with that. I want the winner.
All right, show up at Denton.
All right, that's a bet.
All right.
It's on you, Tracy.
About to be some
shit in Denton, boy.
All right, all right.
There's
going to
be some shit up there, man.
It's going down. Like I told y'all, man, it's heating up. It's heating up. Want to appreciate everybody for coming on the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Show.
Hey, Tracy.
Man, look like it's... Yes, sir.
Tracy.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Y'all would be mad if I parked my regular ass shit and watch someone raise up.
Hey,
Tracy, to hear him get off the phone, man. I got phone calls, though.
Tracy.
You hear me, Tracy? You hear
no,
me?
No, he doesn't. Hold on. He dropped out, guys. Hold on.
Oh, he dropped out?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, shitting me, man.
They just say be careful because somebody going to tap me on the back. I don't give a shit.
Nah, we already know who that is.
We already know. I'm going to tell them to sit their motherfucking ass down so I'm not even in the rest. Shit.
Get on your motherfucking stomach, man.
Try to beat them here.
Tracy.
That's it. All right. All right. Okay, Sharon, it's
hey,
me. I fell off. Yeah, go ahead.
Tracy,
go ahead.
You were saying be careful because somebody going to tap on my shoulder.
Yeah, man. The man working hard down there with that
I wouldn't
car,
give a
man.
Shit. You know what? I'm going to tell him go see this goddamn ass down. I'm tired of beating him. I'm not even in the rest.
The man with the blower car.
We already going. See what to do here.
Yeah, yeah. I think
like
working hard.
Line of my shit go, we go. If it don't, it don't. Fuck. I'm still gonna have a good time watching all y'all race.
But hold on, let me get this correct. The Alicat get on and say he was gonna be in Denton.
Alicat,
he wanted to win out of you
win.
And DJ. And then
what
he said, right?
That's what he said.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I get it right once I stir all this up.
You gonna stir it up there?
I'm a third of
them. So you're going to be waiting on the winner.
That's what we've been wanting. Tell him he can bring his ball hard, too.
Yeah. You sound like me when I told him, boy, I want to run both of y'all. Bring both of y'all ass.
Yep.
Man, it's going to be some shit. Man, you know what, man? I'm going to goddamn live. I'm going to take off the day in the night. Fuck it. I'll be on Tuesday.
Hey, man, you sound like me trying to get the Hall of Fame today, goddamn shoes. I'm trying to get ready to goddamn start hitting 10 and get a catch 55 and go up north, man. Going up there to goddamn Hall of Fame up there, man. Here we go, man.
Yeah, goddamn regular weekend race. Look like it's a wheel better than the goddamn.
They talk about that crackhead ass shit. He right, crackhead like a motherfucker at that racetrack, man.
That's right, man. That's right, so shit. Hey, one thing about it, man, we're going to let it do what it do. Going to be some cars in the house. People going to be going down. Goddamn league, we're going to turn these mothers loose, man. So, hey, man, we appreciate everybody, man. Everybody go do what they got to do wherever you're going to travel this weekend. Wish all y'all success. Be safe. Take care of your business. Hey, man, August the 9th. Atomic Dog and showing up Ultimate Grudge Fest 5 is going to be going down. We're going to be turning down things to loose at North Star Dragway. Until then, man, we appreciate everybody. Y'all keep it safe, and we'll see y'all next week. Good night, everybody.
Atomic
motherfuckers, man, come together, man, because shit, this shit ain't number one big old motherfucking, one big old grudge, motherfucker.